A consciousness of God releases the greatest power of all. A consciousness of God releases the greatest power of all. What is that greatest power of all? What is it that the consciousness of God can release? When we are living in the consciousness of God, all is beautiful, all is harmonious, all is joyful. There is no place for anything contrary to that, because we're living in the awareness that all is good and very good. Can we live in that awareness? Can we live in that? How do we go about living in that awareness? Well, we can release all that is past and enjoy a now that we create now. We can release all that is past and enjoy a now that is now. The ionosphere at one time was going through some terrible experiences, and we were leaving off certain types of gases here on Earth, which were destroying the ionosphere. And then, somehow, we stopped doing that. We put out a clarion call to all on Earth to stop putting off those gases that were destroying the ionosphere. And within a short time, the ionosphere started to rebuild itself, started to rebuild that beautiful, wonderful covering that is so vital and dynamically important to all on Earth. Because under its shell, under its covering, under its greatness, man lives a life in this body in purity and wholeness. That's true. And it's only up to man to enjoy it now. We can release all that is past and enjoy the present, because as we do that, we stop polluting our atmosphere. And when we stop polluting our atmosphere, we have a glorious atmosphere. We stop destroying the trees and all of the forests and all of the things that are natural on Earth that are put here as a purpose for the development of the atmosphere itself, and realize that and start replanting them. There's plenty of place to do that. And there's plenty of place. And there's plenty of water. And the water need not be destroyed. And we say that when the ice melts, well, why is it melting? It's melting because we are causing our atmosphere to be polluted. We're causing our atmosphere to be destroyed. We're causing our atmosphere to be made unlike its glorious self. The world, this world that we're living in, can be a home for however many people. It doesn't matter the number, because if we think harmoniously, if we think lovingly, if we think joyfully, if we think marvelously, we'll find that all these people will find a place here on planet Earth, joyfully, wonderfully, and beautifully. And we will have a natural division, a natural provision, a natural infusion of population, and we'll have a natural control of population. Not through anything that man does, but through the idea that it has whatever it wants, and it is perfect. The home for however many there need be, it doesn't matter. As we have peace in ourselves first, as we have peace in ourselves first and begin to reflect that peace in everything we do, we begin to reflect that peace in everywhere we go and every person that is in our life. We begin to reflect it and know it and enjoy it and love it. And when we do that, what happens? Then we find that we are at peace with others. Once we are at peace with ourselves, once within our own soul we feel a gentleness, a kindness, a lovingness, a peacefulness, we will find that that exists over all the world, with all the people everywhere. and that peace will be dramatic, dynamic, wonderful, fantastic, glorious now. That peace is who we really are. That's our reality. That's our joy. That's our magic. And that peace is delighting in all that we see and realizing that the thoughts of our mind are what are creating the world around us, are what are creating all the people in the world around us, all the activities in the world around us. That's what's being created by our thought. And how wonderful that is. How glorious it is that our thought can create so beautifully. But our thought creates only when we lovingly live in unconditional love. Our thought is the melting pot of unconditional love. And everything we see in our world is surrounded, enfolded, revealed as unconditional love, perfect, joyful, fantastic in every marvelous way, all in unconditional love. Release the greatest power of all, the consciousness of God. So when we start living in this awareness that there is the divine, there is the allness, and it's in us. It's in us. We feel difficult to say that we are God. We feel it's difficult to say that we are the creator of the universe. We feel it's difficult to say all of these things, but they're true, whether we feel it's difficult to say or not. And as we say it more and more and more to ourselves, of ourselves and of our world, we find that we are truly living this presence of God now. We're truly living this consciousness of God now in everything we do, in every attitude we have. We love our neighbors, we love our family, we love our friends, we love ourselves first. I love the world so greatly, I call everyone my beloved. I call everything my beloved. I call everything, every circumstance my beloved. And as I continue to do this, I am beloved because I love everyone. You can do that too, if that's your choice. You can be such a symbol of unconditional love that everyone in the world sparkles in your presence. And you sparkle in their presence. We all live in a world of harmony, balance, joy, and peace, abundance, prosperity, of all that's good. And we live our healthy, dynamically, wonderfully balanced, healthy bodies all the days of our life. Why not? Start it now. If you fear anything, you bring that fearfulness about. If you are sorry about anything, you bring that sorriness about. But when you joy in everything, when you delight in everything, then there is no place for sorrow, no place for unhappiness. There's only a place for the magic of you being you and me being me and all the world being wonderful. For we are all kin. We are all one. Each one of us is God. Each one of us expressing the divinity of God, the allness of God. And could God not like God? So as we look at other beings and as we look at other things and as we look at the world around us, we say to ourselves, this is a great and beautiful world. It is a fabulous world. It's a world of marvelous joy. It's a world of marvelous expression by everyone. And I delight to live in this world of marvelous expression of everyone now and forevermore throughout my entire world. A consciousness of God releases the greatest power of all, the greatest power of all, the glorious atmosphere, home for however many, peace in ourselves, peace among others, and unconditional love everywhere. Try it. It works. It's wonderful. I know. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love you. I love you. I love you.